evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host inviting you through the creaking door to give you a peek at the latest style in murder and mayhem. Yes, sir. The styles in crime change like anything else. You know, there's a new look to the corpses these days. Blood is running longer for the ladies. Stranglers report that the new long hairdo is ideal for garrotting girls with their own dresses. Only one girl ghost I know complained about the long dresses. She says that she's been wearing long sheets for years, and now no one can tell her from a human. She can't haunt people anymore. Isn't that so? Tonight's Inner Sanctum Mystery, The Doom, was written by Milton Lewis and stars Carl Swenson, a role of Garth, with Mercedes McCambridge as Claudia. All right, thanks. You know what's going to happen now, don't you? That's right. You're going to scream your little head off and laugh. Ready? Then gather close to the fire and listen to Garth Walden tell us his strange story.
I'm not sure if I like this dress. My whole being is craving some sense. Now, look to the window, this way, face, and listen to flies. I get a breath of the cool night air on my face. My eyes cleared, and I look at Nina's bed. And Nina, she won't be sleeping. I call her. Nina! Nina, wake up! She didn't stir. Nina! I'm terrified. I heard a frightened sound, even closer. And I shook her. Nina! Nina, talk to me. It's me, God. Nina! And then I thought. The brain was on my neck. I knew I'd murdered her. Frantically, dialed her number. But the minute they were, her eyes were closed. She was still, but still, but deathly still.
Hello. Well, there.
Lyman.
I'm
sorry to wait for an hour like this.
Who is
it? Garth Walden.
Oh, what do you want, Garth?
I'm in a terrible jam.
Well, what's the matter?
I murdered my wife.
What? When?
Just,
no?
Just you. I don't know what to do. I need help desperately. She's lying there on the bed.
Now, get
a
grip on yourself. But, exactly as I said.
Yes.
Get a suit. Back to the room.
Yes.
Back to you. Say anything you see. Back. You hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
When you leave, lock the door.
Yes, I will.
Then come directly to my room. Don't take a cab. Walk. You'll be sure to...
Yes, I understand.
Don't let anyone see you sleeping in the past month of the week. Make sure no one sees you come into my house.
Yes, I'll be careful.
Remember everything I told you.
I appreciate what you're doing, Lyman. Goodbye.
Goodbye, God.
Ground floor apartment. Lyman.
Just a moment, Doc.
Did you get the jewel? Just here. I took the jewel back. Put it on the desk.
Now,
what happened? Well, you know that I've been here.
Yes.
Well, Nina wanted me to go to her sanitarium. I guess that's why I hid her. I guess that's why I killed her. She wanted me locked away so that she could get at my money. She never loved me, and I'm not sorry that I killed her.
I got up. Come on, make here.
I don't care. I'm glad I killed her. I'm
sorry, Josh. You're losing your head.
I'll behave. But look, you've got to help me. I can't take care of this myself. Somebody's got to help me.
You're not making it easy for anyone to help you.
Go on. What happened? Well, Nina had me examined by a group of specialists to find out if I was insane.
Well,
and they said that I wasn't. Just a case of my nerves being shot.
How did you murder her?
I don't know.
No.
See, that's one of the things that's wrong with me. I can't remember certain things.
You don't remember killing her?
No. But I must have murdered her.
What makes you so sure?
Well, because I was locked in the room with her. And I must have done it while I slept.
Well, you slept.
Well, they told me that I once tried to choke her while I was sleepwalking. I don't remember. I see. And when I walked in,
go on, Del.
Well, I phoned you. You were my oldest and closest friend. You're the only one I could think of to turn to. You're a lawyer, and you know what to do. You do know what to do, don't you, Slimer? You are going to help me. You're not going to let them put me to death for this, are you?
God, yeah. 2 weeks ago, you approached me about getting a divorce.
Yes, that's right.
You mentioned something about another woman.
Yes, Claudia Weston. I want to marry her.
Why? Can the police find out about that?
Oh, so there are very. Mm-hmm. Very what?
Very. It gives you a motive for murder. When did the group of doctors attend you?
2 days ago.
Why? Why? A plea of insanity is about the only thing that can save you. And now, with their findings that you're saying, that's out.
Well, what am I going to do?
God, aiding and abetting a criminal is a serious offense. I can go to prison for helping you.
Are you backing out?
I don't know.
No, you can't. You're my friend.
You realize you're asking me to commit a crime.
For heaven's sake, Roman, what are you trying to do? Drive me out of my mind? I've gone through enough. You're there on the bed like that, and now you're going to let them take me?
No, no, God. Here, I've got them for you. Here, take this. Take the gun. It's loaded. The serial number has been filed off. I took this away from a rather stupid client of mine.
Well, what's the idea?
You're a fugitive now. You might need it. Did you lock up the apartment as I told you to?
Yes.
The banks will be open in 4 hours. I want you to go to your bank and draw out all your ready cash and bring it here.
Well,
I'll need it to help you get out of the country.
Is that what I'm trying to do?
Exactly what you're trying to do. Now, when you leave here, check in at some hotel. Turn the collar up. Don't let anyone get a good look at your face.
I understand.
You won't be in any danger until after they've discovered Nina's body. Will anyone call at the apartment this morning?
No, there won't be anyone there all day. I'm a saint. Nina's a fast and easy.
That's all to your advantage. As soon as you've got the money out of the bank, come here. Line up your fingers. It won't be so easy at that hour, but you'll have to risk it.
I appreciate the same amount. I'm unaware of the risk of your business.
You saved my life, then. But I would have done it even if I didn't owe you that favor. All right. You better move now.
There were any stones in the hall or the street outside. So far, the same amount.
Then I heard it.
A fire. I glanced over my shoulder with the police prowl car speeding down the block and was coming from the street where I lived. They discovered the body. They were already looking for me. I ran as fast as I could, and the prowl car was sweeping up the street. Right in back of me, I was taking a few more steps to a subway mission. I ran down the steps. I had a nickel ready. I dashed through the fence car. My luck still held because there was a waiting train, and the door closed just as the car and the train pulled out of the platform.
Then you came here, Doctor.
Yes, that's right, Claudia. I was afraid to go to a hotel. The police might be looking there already. They could get me when I tried to register.
This is a hotel.
I know, Claudia. But I knew I could come right up to your room to help clean your registration.
Oh, God.
I know I shouldn't have done it. I don't know what it's like. Maybe they might be behind you any minute. I was so miserable, I had to see you this for a while. I can't stand this murder.
Dale, please. I found him. You'll be all right. You understand this,
man? Oh, my God. Hey.
Dale? Have you told me everything? Just as it happened?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no reason to suppose the police were out.
But I saw the car.
But in the state you're in, you could imagine anything. Hello, operator. Would you get me village 69970, please? And call me back when you complete the call.
That's my home. What are you doing for
me? If the police are there, they'll answer. But if nobody has discovered the body, it'll just ring.
I see, Mr. Bell.
Another thing, Jack. I think you made a mistake about Lyman.
Mistake?
Yes.
Well, you don't know, Lyman. He'd do anything for me. He's taking a big risk trying to help me.
Maybe he's trying to get your money. How can you say that?
That's all, don't you see? He wants you to bring him everything you have.
Well, what's to prevent him from keeping it? You'd never be able to do anything to him without risking capture.
Claudia, if I can't believe in Lyman,
I know a way you can test him.
But
just a minute. Yes. Oh, thank you. There was no answer at your place, Tom.
Then the police don't know.
No, but Lyman does. Gosh, you've got to find out about him.
How about this?
Just a minute.
I risked going to the bank and drew out all my cash. I was still safe. And I went to Lyman's place. He quickly let me in.
Did you get the money?
Yes. It's in the suitcase.
Give it to me. Hurry. How much is it?
$10,000.
I've already seen him about the jewelry.
Gave me $8,000 for
them. Now, did you find a place to stay?
Yes. The Hotel Gainesville. Room 690.
All right. Wait there until you hear from me. If anyone tries to force their way in, you better use the gun I gave you.
The gun?
Haven't got a chance otherwise. Just shoot your way out or be killed.
Lyman,
you better leave now.
Yes. Here's some of this money. What are you going to do with the rest of it?
Save your skin, Doc.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I couldn't believe what Claudia had told me. Yet there was something in his manner that made me follow her advice. And then I set the lock on the door, and it was easy for me to sneak back into the apartment. I quietly opened and closed the door. I heard Lyman on the telephone.
Yes.
He was at his desk.
Yes, that's right.
Talking very intensely.
Yes, it's fine.
He had his feet loose on the behind him.
All right, I'll wait. Yes.
What he said made me draw the gun out of my pocket.
Yes, Inspector.
Yes, Doc Walden phoned me. Only a few minutes ago. No, he told me he had murdered his wife. I believe it. The man's a homicidal maniac and he's armed with a gun. That's right. I pretended I was going to help him. He told me where he's hiding. It's room 690 with the Hotel Gainesville. Yes. Tell your men to be careful because he's desperate and will put up a fight. Goodbye, Inspector.
Goodbye, Lyman.
Stop!
I heard every word.
Did you?
So you're my friend.
Yes, you're misunderstanding, Doc. This is part of a plan to help you.
There's the same penalty for two murders as there is for one. Isn't that true, Lyman?
Doc, put the gun down, please.
My friend.
Doc, you can't.
I quickly gathered the money together, put it back in the suitcase, and ran to the door. In the darkened hallway, I suddenly stood stock still when I heard it.
It was the voice of my wife. I turned, I saw her face. And with a shriek of terror, I ran into the street. I knew what had happened. It was an hallucination. My mind was crumbling under the violent pressure of terror, bitterness, murder.
Doc Walden has just told us about two murders and his insanity. You know, that's the trouble with committing murder. It leads to lunacy, and lunacy leads to psychiatrists, and psychiatrists are so expensive. Well, let's hear Garth finish the story in his own words.
A cab was waiting outside the house, and I jumped into it. I had the driver take me to Claudia's hotel. I went to a room. I told her everything that had happened.
So you murdered him?
Yes. You were right about him.
Perhaps he shouldn't have come directly to the hotel.
I don't care anymore.
Well, you didn't tell Lyman that you were with me.
No, I lied to him. I said I was at the Hotel Gainesville. It's just hallucination, Lyman. I've never had that before. I'm my mind.
Father, let me think about it.
Yes.
You'd better calm down.
Right.
No. Here, I've got something for you.
What is it?
Take it, go on.
Oh, what is it?
It will make you sleep. Take it.
All right.
No, lie down. This is where.
My poor darling. You can't imagine what I've been
through. Oh, don't think
about it. What's going to happen to me?
Nothing, darling. Nothing.
Murder?
No. Oh. You've been out of the country. You're able to start all over again.
I can't really believe it.
It can be done. I'll just do it.
Maybe you better not. I told you what Lionel said about me.
It doesn't make any difference to me.
What did he say?
I wouldn't mind. It could help you.
Yes, you're asking me. We both need this pill.
Yes. What do you
mean? Doesn't it mean anything to you?
No. If you die, do you think I'd care if I were to?
Well, I mean.
Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm. You do love me, Father.
Boy,
there's a mirror in the corner.
Just to cover
the
cushion.
This is the
king. How'd you do that? What are you doing? What's this thing? You came to the
telephone. Hello, operator? I want you to call the police at once. Yes, there's a man coming up to my room, and he's armed with a gun. He's a homicidal maniac.
Hello, it is. I believe it. I'm Claudia. I'm coming towards you. She had a gun in her hand. Her lovely face was a sexy and expressive of the mask. Nothing had happened. So I laid the gun pretty close to my head, and I looked through my half-closed eyes. I saw her throw the safety catch, and I took her fingers across. She shoot.
And then I run.
Let go of my hand! Let go of it! Let go!
Oh, no. I give it to me!
My arm!
There!
I
got the gun.
Oh, you hurt my
arm.
Oh, did
I?
What are you going to do?
You sent for the police, didn't you?
You heard that?
Yes. I wrote you the dream.
What do you think?
Nothing. It'll make any difference to you now.
Now, look, listen, Bart. You mustn't do anything foolish.
Such as murdering you, Claudia?
No, Bart.
And why not?
Don't.
What difference can another murder possibly make now?
Bart.
What did you do with that money?
I mailed it to the downtown post office, general delivery, under the name of Carol Crane.
So that's why you're so helpful. To get my money.
No. No. It was just a plan to help you.
Gun next to my head. That was a plan to help me, too.
God!
You'd go to jail for me, wouldn't you? You'd die for me, wouldn't you? You're worse than life.
Put down that gun!
It was for you that I was going to divorce Nina.
God!
She's dead. The lovely mask lay there on the floor with a queer, twisted smile. The door.
Please. I heard it. I turned in the room. There was a pallet on the floor below, and I jumped. I started the room. I raced through the head of the corridor, down endless stairs to the lobby. Just about to go into the street when I heard a voice call. I spun around. Nina, my wife, I saw her face again, and I raced into the street.
I could calm down enough. I remembered a sort of little rooming house downtown. Nina and I had lived after we were married at the county lieutenant. I was lucky enough to get a room. Then that night I heard a knock on the door. Who is it?
Nina!
Hello,
Nina!
Come down!
You're dead!
No!
No!
I know what happened.
I didn't kill you?
No, darling.
You were dead. I'm sorry.
I was close to death. You saved my life.
Huh?
Remember, it was cold in the fireplace of the bedroom and you didn't open any window? I was unconscious and cold death.
Unconscious?
You know, if you're up, I left you. Open the window. That's what saved
you. But the bruises on your neck.
Don't you remember?
What?
Earlier that night, you got up to your seat and had one of those fits of violence.
Oh. Good. Oh, Nina, do you know what I've done?
Yes, darling, I know what you've I tried to find you. I went to Lyme and I didn't know what to call you.
Why did you come here?
To help you.
Help me?
You're not yourself. Why have you had even just in time? I know you need help more than you've ever needed.
Oh,
I thought of this place. I didn't expect to find you. Darling, I have a little money. I borrowed it from my mother. Perhaps you can go from
oh,
here.
No.
Where is it?
The police, Walton. Just come out quietly. We know you're in there. Mm-hmm. Don't say anything, Walton. You haven't seen
him. Will you betray me?
No, no, God, I couldn't. Listen to me. I'll help you now.
Oh, I haven't got a chance. I'll go to the camp. I don't
do you have a gun? I've got the car outside. Now hold me in front of you. Use me as a shield and don't fear a fire and hit me. At least you'll have a fighting chance.
Tina, you're dangerous, don't
you? Yes.
Open the door! Come on, Paul! Open!
You ready, God?
All right. I'll try it.
I'll open it. Now stand in back of me.
Ah, you're... Hey, what's the idea?
Don't shoot, officer. I got a gun. If you shoot, you'll hit her. Get out of the way now. We're coming through.
You fool. You can't get away with
we'll
this.
We'll see about...
Hold it! Hold it! God,
don't mind me. Run for it. Oh, man. You've got a wound to a tail. Mine's here now. Nina's well enough to visit me here in the hospital. In 2 days, I'll have to appear in court to answer a charge of murder. The two people... I told the two people I loved and trusted. And they both betrayed me when they thought I was a murderer. The only person who loved me enough to risk their life for me was my wife, Nina.
Well, friend, isn't that just like a wife? To come out of the grave and be sweet to you just before you go to the electric chair. Poor God. Well, he would have known better if he'd only read the inscription on the tomb of Slice Him Alive, the Arabian Bluebeard, which says, "Never murder a wife who wants to stay dead." And here's a little thought to take you sleep with you. Never commit a murder to become wealthy, because being rich is so expensive. Let's...